Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
It was all very new and eye-opening to Jim, our UK correspondent. He didn't know when to sit and when to stand in a crowd of 50,000 people. The entire crowd was singing hymns, but the words were different. One of the hymns was Amazing Grace, but they just replaced all the words with 2-0, 2-0, 2-0. You get the idea. And I'm sure people were praying near him, as you could definitely hear them mentioning Jesus Christ several times very loudly. Oh, and there was a brass band playing. This was Jim's first visit to an English Premier League football match. For many people, sport is their religion. They attend the stadium every week. They idolise their plays. They avidly read everything they can about their teams and the players. They never tire of talking about the team and the manager. And they tithe from their salary religiously to the ticket window. The offside rule may escape us at times, but we know what's fair. Well, at least fair to our team. Players may bend the rules as far as they can at times, but fair-minded fans expect the referee to treat each side the same according to the laws of the game. We know that anyone who breaks the rules is likely to get a yellow card as a warning, and if they commit another serious foul, the referee will take out his red card to show that the player isn't allowed to take part in the rest of the match and is suspended from the next three matches or something like that. Isn't it interesting how so much that happens on the sports field translates into everyday life? We look for people to treat us fairly and want justice when they don't. And how often do we look to God to be the referee and punish those that wrong us? It was Jesus who said, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means send off the field," or something like that. Isn't it great that even when we mess up, when we confess our sins, he never shows us the red card? I'm Aaron Wright.